6 o'clock, and it's a Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen special meeting, accounts payable, Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. Town Hall on Zoom, 6 p.m. is now 6:01. I'd like to call this meeting to order. And second on the agenda is to consider an act on the accounts payable.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we approve the accounts payable as presented.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Bob Mora, is there any discussion?
I have a couple.
Yep.
Pretty minor. Page 8, do all construction, right-of-way bond release to Pond View Road. Just curious what the work was that was bonded for.
So they had a right-of-way permit to connect a yard drain into a catchment.
Oh, okay. All right, so then that would be similar, there's one later on, 40 Birch Mountain Road.
Yep, that's correct. Yep.
Just connecting to existing drainage.
Yep, correct.
Page 11, top entry, Amdor step lights, $715. Is that for the new truck?
I believe that's accurate.
ET-134?
Yep.
Okay. I think it's just kind of, we should all just pay attention to the additional costs that have arisen since we purchased this truck. You know, we looked at, there was some other equipment that had to be taken off, I think, of some, another truck and put on this, and, you know, they add up. And then we're paying a lot of extra interest on this truck also, because correct, because we're not paying it down. It wasn't like $20,000 or $30,000. So I think we ought to just say, when we buy a truck, this is an example of buying something where, and then there's a bunch of additional costs that, and we should be aware of that and make the taxpayers aware of that right up front when they are considering the purchase. Okay, page 11, there's another bond release. So I'm assuming that's a connection to drainage also, Jim? 19 Anthony Road?
19 Anthony, yes. I think that was a foundation replacement, and they had to reconnect their foundation drain.
Okay, and then on page 12, Gowans Knight Company, it says for service for apparatus pump test DOT aerial, and that's a $13,000 bill.
Yep.
So is that just one ladder, is that just for the ladder truck, or is that for a number of different pieces of equipment?
I believe that's just for the ladder truck, and that was, so there are certain intervals that certain things have to be tested, and this was the year that the ladder itself had to be tested. And so they actually take that ladder and they extend it fully, and they hang an exorbitant amount of weight off the end of it and wait for it to break, and it didn't break, so that's good.
Good to hear.
And they
charge us $13,000 for it.
That's because,
that's the highway route.
Yes, because OSHA's required. It's a requirement, and it's not only you have to do it, but within a particular time frame. And there's like maybe one or two companies that do it. It's not because that's something you can put out for bid and people come in on it. So
is it NFPA or OSHA?
Well,
so
NFPA,
it's both, yeah.
Both, yeah, because you're dealing with the motor vehicle.
Oh, okay.
NFPA.
And they test ground ladders the same way. You'll,
yep.
Next year, when they're doing ladder and hose testing, I'll try to see the end so you can take a ride down there and look at it. But they take the ground ladders and stretch them between two sawhorses. And again, they hang an exorbitant amount of weight from the middle of the ladder. And it has to spring back after they remove it. It has to spring back within a certain amount of time. Otherwise, it fails.
Keep freezing there, Jim.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Freeze in your voice.
Camera.
Turn off your camera.
It'll reduce your bandwidth.
Says your internet connection is unstable.
Oh, ours is?
Oh, I know it came up on the screen. I don't
that
know.
That means that ours is.
I think it's yours, not mine.
Yeah, okay. It is. You're back.
All right, then we'll stop moving.
I don't have any other questions. Thank you.
Okay, we're good on questions.
I have one question.
Yes.
Jim?
the senior center copier contract rate for 54, and we've got an overage of 232. What's, do we need a new copier?
Mr. Bartimovich is the best equipped to answer that question for you.
John?
That's the overage is they made more copies than what the contract, they give us a range of how many they can make under the contracted price. And then if you go over that, there's an overage charge of, I think it's either 5 cents for black and white and 7 for color in that area.
Thank you. I saw repair and maintenance services, so I thought it was something that I should.
That's where it comes out of my, that used to be called contracts years ago, that line item.
Thank you.
But that's where it comes out of.
Thanks, John.
Okay, everything all set? Shall we take a vote? Passing our $168,655.26 accounts payable report. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's 7 yes, 0 no. Next, we're going to consider the act on budget transfers.
Chairman?
Yes.
If you notice at the bottom of the Board of Selectmen, some of them have the, many of them have the wrong board listed at it, but some of them are correct. I spoke to Kathy about it, and she is going to correct it in the computer tomorrow. The correct legal action is that we'll be voting on them, and that's the, don't worry about this, because we don't sign them.
Okay.
To correct it in the computer tomorrow.
So the budget transfers are for information only? Is that what falls down?
No, you have two different groups.
Okay.
The last ones are information only.
Would you like me to read into the records the ones you have to act on, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, please.
So we have a $16,500 budget transfer for building and land use payroll and for refuse tipping fees. $12,000 from highway diesel and gas and for refuse tipping fees. $22,238.74 from highway salt and sand for refuse tipping fees. Are you catching a theme here? $9,000 from personnel services, workers' comp, with the refuse tipping fees. Then the highway, $10,000 from the overtime category into street sweeping. And those would be the ones that we need action on.
Say that again, Jim, please?
We need action.
Those are the ones that we need action on.
Mr. Chairman?
And all but the last one will also have to be approved by the Finance Committee, since they're out of budget.
Motion that we approve those items that were just read into the record.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Amanda, is there any discussion? All in favor?
Back up.
The transfer to, is that, did we get less anticipated? Normally contributed?
What happened, the original contractor went out of business. Remember, we had to go out.
Right.
For another one, and this is, right, Jim, this is the other contract that came in.
Right, it was partway through the year that this contract picked up.
Okay.
So we had budgeted based on our previous, not.
So this is the overage?
That's the overage, yes, ma'am.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
That's 7 yes, 0 no. Next is, number 4 is the Pejoli driveway.
We're not done this.
Oh, we're not?
I don't.
Yeah, the others are all ones that we authorized administrative officer to approve.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Would you just ask if there are any questions on this?
Is there any questions on the other budget transfers that have been approved by the administrator? Yes.
I was wondering if it would be possible to see the invoices from Novus for not the regular monthly services, but all the special projects that they've been doing for us.
Do they bill us by invoice, by project?
Sure.
Or whatever it is that outlines what, because we've been shelling out a lot of money for them, and I'd love to just look at it. I know the regular monthly $3,000 is just the regular stuff, but the other stuff that they're doing on top of that, just to see what it is.
Yeah, we can prepare a report for you.
Thank you.
And which was the one that you said had to be approved by the finance committee?
All of the ones that are out of budget, the ones also have to be approved by the finance committee. So all but one of the ones that you approved tonight, which was a transfer within the highway department's budget, will also have to be approved by the finance committee.
And why is that? Is that under the charter?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there any other questions or comments on the budget transfers? Okay, moving on. Drolley driveway application, consider an act on discontinuing the current discussion and set a date for a public. Conversation. And moving it forward, we have to close that. Can get a public hearing. A motion on that? Or do we have to make one up?
What we need to do is make a motion to close the previous hearing.
I move that we close the previous hearing regarding the Jolie driveway application.
I will second that motion.
Motion made and seconded.
Is there any discussion on this? Yes.
Jim, are you able to confirm that it was actually a hearing? Because I don't think it was a hearing. And I don't have the one day I don't have my laptop.
I would use the word discussion.
It's part of a regular meeting.
Okay.
If I recall.
So.
You're implying that the chairman just closes it out of administration?
No, I'm recommending that we amend the.
Public discussion.
As opposed to close the.
So we don't need a motion at all?
No, you still need to move it. You still need to do it.
Driveway.
Can we get an interpretation?
I have to wait till you stop freezing. I think it's important that you do it by motion.
All right, then. Then I will make a motion that the discussion be closed regarding the prior board's meeting on the Jolie driveway application.
I will second that motion.
You weren't part of the board. Bob Moore, would you please second?
You were part of the board.
Thank you.
Yes. Since we were the only two members of the original board that were part of.
Madness. Aye, that's 6 yes, and Gwen Marion is abstained from vote. So number 5 is.
Yeah.
Date for the public hearing.
So, have there been any discussions as far as availability of individuals, Jim?
We have said to them in the past that we would schedule it for at least 2 weeks out. And I got them talking about dates, and 2 weeks out doesn't seem to work for them. 3 weeks out, they're saying maybe the 19th or the 20th.
All right, Jim, you're breaking up on that.
All right, so can you hear me now?
Not yes.
Yeah.
19th or 20th of June, and we have, Mr. Chairman. Mrs. McCavanaugh has just entered the room with the important book.
She's got the book with her.
All right, what are we looking for?
Calendar dates.
For the 9th.
Both are open. We have Finance Committee on the 20th.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the other thing, if it's important for you to consider, is I'm on vacation that week.
So, we have to move to the next week?
Anything available on the 26th?
26th is open.
It's a Wednesday?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I can actually do the 25th, 26th, or 27th.
Oh, we can do it Tuesday. That's probably, since no one else meets on that day, it's probably the safer day. I mean, that would be my suggestion.
The 25th?
Yeah, that is a Tuesday.
Yeah, 25th, we have inland wetlands, but they meet online only.
Okay.
So I can have you guys in here.
How's the 25th, Jim?
I think that'll be fine.
And.
What time?
7 o'clock or 6? 7?
No, it's 7.
7 for public hearing?
Yeah.
Okay. 7 o'clock on the 25th.
We'll make, you want a motion to that?
Yes.
I'll still move. We don't need a motion to it. We'll just set the meeting. Your staff can set up the meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
June 25th, 7 o'clock. Public hearing for the Pajoli driveway applicant, what was the Pajoli driveway? It will just now be.
Application.
Application.
Right.
Okay, and I think that brings us to number 5.
I just made motion that we adjourn this meeting.
Is there a second?
I can second that one.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I don't know, Tim, are you here?
Yes.
That's a 7-0. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.